Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient word. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope. In this world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words, ever true, changing me.
Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. The word of the Lord, even though ancient, it is ever, ever effective. The word of God is new, and the word has not lost its power. Hallelujah to the Lord. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and this is the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep revelations that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us. The deep mysteries of our Lord Jesus Christ is here before us. The Lord gets to give us a clear map to our lives every single day. So here we hear the undiluted Word of the Lord. If you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let somebody know today that it is time for our devotion, especially somebody you've been trying to bring to the Lord's side. You are on the Lord's side. You should not be there alone. Draw as many people as you can, because the day of the Lord is at hand. Aside from the day of the Lord is at hand, there are people out there who are depressed, who need a shoulder to cry on. They need to know that Jesus is that very short shoulder to cry on. Today is Sunday, the 15th day in the month of December 2024. As the year gradually comes to an end, I like us to approach each and every day with a attitude of thanksgiving. I like you to just let God know how thankful you are to be where you are at the moment. Regardless of everything that you face this year, the Lord has been good and kind to us. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, the Word of God. The Word of God. Our aim today is taken from Aim 3 from our Open Heaven Manual. Aim 3. Ancient words. A Bible in 1 year is taken from Philemon chapter 1 and Titus chapter 1 to chapter 3. Philemon chapter 1 and Titus chapter 1 to chapter 3. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Psalm 119, verse 130. Psalm 119 to verse 130. Our memory verse once again is taken from Psalm 119, verse 130, which says, the entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Let's say it together, Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Our Bible reading for today is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 14 2 verse 17. Our Bible reading is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 14 to 17. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 14 it says, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned, and being assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are to make you wise for salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures are given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, "When the Lord was tempted by the devil in Matthew chapter 4, from verse 1 to 11, the weapon our Lord used was, 'It is written.' The devil could not argue against that weapon. All he did was to also quote the word of God and try to give it a wrong interpretation. Psalm 119 verse 89 says, 'Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.' The word of God has absolute authority. Therefore, any believer who knows the scripture will always be above the wiles of the devil and his cohorts. This is because God's word is final and the devil cannot change it. How often do you study the Bible? Many believers only open their Bibles when they are in church and the pastor asks the congregation to read the Bible passage for the sermon. This is why there are so many powerless Christians today. If you don't study the Word of God, how will you know the God that you claim to be serving and the blessings that he has made available for you in him? The Word of God must be like a food to you. Like we see in Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16, which says, 'Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts.' When you esteem the word of God like a food that you depend on to survive, it will bring you so much joy, because all of a sudden you realize that you are called by the name of the Lord of hosts. Names are doors opener. If you are the son of a king, whenever you mention your father's name anywhere in the kingdom, you'll be treated with respect and doors will be open to you because you're called by the name of the king. Our God is the King of Kings and the Lord of hosts. In other words, all kings, the host of heaven, on the earth, and underneath the earth are subject to him. When you eat his word, you personify his name. This means that all kings, the host of heaven, on earth, and underneath the earth will cooperate to do your will. Study the word of God and meditate on it every day. Beloved, this is how to walk in God's blessing for you and have good success, like we see in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Today's Open Heaven comes with a reflection that says, do you esteem the word of God as you should? Do you esteem the word of God as you should? If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com and available on our mobile app, which you can get on Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all our amazing and entertaining shows lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. Till you hear my voice again, until we gather for another word from the mind of God to remain blessed. Bye-bye.